Duran one strike away from ending it. The big right-hander lets it fly. Inside, it goes back to the screen. Down the line comes Jimenez. He scores the tying run. Or did he?
Or did he?
Rocco Baldelli comes
out.
Well,
we know what happened after right that. Now. He did score the tying run. Jim Rosenhaus joins us this morning. Jim with the call yesterday of the game with the Twins and the Guardians. And, of course, there's the big Cole Calhoun home run in extra innings. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce.
It's time to talk again. Jim, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads and your Tuffy Auto Service Centers, Cleveland Street in Elyria. You know all about live reads, Jim. I have to make sure I get those in as well during our conversation here, too.
I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this series against the Twins. Didn't start out as well as we had hoped, but 2 out of 3, not bad, as they say.
Yeah, and heading in, obviously you would love a sweep, but if you said, all right, 2 out of 3, that's good. But, man, after Monday night, it seemed like an uphill climb, and maybe that was it. And maybe it's because of how that game went with an early lead that slipped away, and they were really short on pitching coming out of that Toronto series. So it's just funny how this game changes so fast. You think, you know, you would have thought that the Twins had a ton of momentum and the Guardians were down. But I think we've seen during the Terry Francona years that this team from day to day doesn't let things carry over. And they come back and they win a good ball game on Tuesday night. And then yesterday was just a classic, I think, Cleveland win where they just kept at it. They didn't fall behind too far. They kept grinding away at it and scratched for a run that you just heard. And then Cole Calhoun came up with the big hit in extra innings. So a really good series, and it just changed. You know, they lose yesterday, and they're 7 out. They're not mathematically out of it, but it's really tough, I think, for them to have a realistic chance. Now they're 5 out. The Twins are probably scratching their head a little bit, and September becomes a little more interesting, at least for now, and that's good.
Here's what Terry said yesterday after the game a little bit.
I'll tell you, I mean, again, we move on quick. I think that's the best way to continue is to put it in the rearview mirror, learn from your mistake or what you did, and see, because we're going to, you know, Tampa's going to be coming up, and I know Glasnow's ready. I mean, so we'll try to get ready for the next challenge.
Getting ready for the next challenge, Tampa. But then in the rearview mirrors, the people that we just left, we're like going in a circle in a roundabout because the Twins are, we got the Twins again on the other side of this weekend. But talk about the importance of, I guess, Tampa Bay to come to town.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that obviously is trying to win a division as well. And, you know, they're pretty solid in terms of the wild card spot. So postseason, I think Tampa Bay feels really good. But your path in the postseason is a lot more, well, less challenging. I mean, look, every game in the postseason is less challenging. But you'd love to be the division winner, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, because your path doesn't have as many hurdles. So that's what they're looking for. And they're a team that kind of similar to Cleveland. They're banged up pitching-wise. You know, they've had some key injuries. But they're a tough opponent. Cleveland went down there and played pretty good baseball in Tampa not too long ago. Didn't get the results they wanted in each game, but certainly had chances to win in every game. So it'll be an interesting weekend. And yeah, you want to keep it going because obviously they're feeling really good about themselves. But it'll be a challenge this weekend for sure.
Now, Tom was not there because he's got a wedding. Is this his daughter's wedding is that he's involved with? Or?
Yeah, Kelsey's getting married tomorrow, so that's really exciting for them.
Is this his first daughter's wedding kind of thing? Is this the...
Yeah, he's had 2 sons get married, and this will be the first daughter, though, so I know...
What's he been like in the last week or so? When they're getting, you know what I'm saying? Father of the bride, we know how that could turn out.
Yes, I mean... He still, you know, prepares for the game as well as anybody, but he's had some other things going on, and you know, I think some nerves are coming into play too. But he was happy to get start on his travels and get to the scene of the wedding and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be a very big day for them on Friday, obviously.
Well, that's good. Well, we got a big weekend coming up with the Tampa Bay Rays and the Minnesota Twins, sort of this holiday, Labor Day holiday kind of thing, and a lot of folks are going to come out to the ballpark to enjoy. And it was a kind of a good atmosphere with those two wins getting us now into this homestand. Jim, we appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week again.
You got it. Thanks, Bruce.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning talking Guardians baseball. We can't leave without just this one for sure, obviously.
Here's the 3-0. He swings and drives one high in the air. Deep right center field. It's on out of here. Home run, Cole Calhoun. And the Guardians are in front. A three-run blast on a 3-0 pitch for Cole Calhoun.